Ripon Area School District Superintendent Dr. Mary Wittrick is with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, your counterpart from Berlin was on a little bit earlier, and I asked him this question first, and I'll ask you, just kind of getting some kind of reaction to what happened in Mount Horeb yesterday. Obviously, as a school official, you really don't want to see something like that happen.
Oh, our hearts just go out to everyone involved. It's a troubling and sad event that occurred. And we, as always, are so thankful for our heroes, our local law enforcement that are there for us. And they really make a difference to keep us safe.
The district goes through that type of scenario, though, right? You have active shooter training with the police department and EMS.
Absolutely. We are so fortunate here in Ripon, and we have such a wonderful partnership with our City of Ripon Police Department. And we have had some amazing trainings. The trainings are hard to go through that and even imagine drafting and communicating and interacting around something like that. And I think what has helped us in so many ways is when our students and our families are partnering with us and communicating mm-hmm. where students may be in crisis or may need extra support. And so we appreciate that, too, because mental health is a topic we all need to talk about and support each other with. That's the only way to heal.
So you actually have a place that you can do the reunification at then? Established?
Absolutely. We have, multiple locations because given the situation, we wouldn't know where that would be. Mm-hmm. And we send out videos and messages to parents every year, and we have them posted on our website of kind of what to do if that happens. And the number one message is stay home, charge your phone, have your identification ready, and follow the school district website and social media and email so that we can communicate where to go and when. We don't want more people at the site. We want law enforcement and our emergency teams to have access to be able to do what they can and then share information out. But I think it is unnerving. We saw in this case that often mm-hmm. it's our students who are communicating first and directly with their parents, and we have a little delay communicating that official information simply because we need to make sure it's accurate and we have kind of those next steps. And Mount Horeb did, I think, really a beautiful job trying to communicate and share the message that the students were safe, but that parents needed to be patient, and that is one of the hardest things to ask parents to do, because when you're worried about your kids, you want to be there, you know?
Obviously, yes. All right. Well, one of the biggest projects in the city this year is going to be the St. Wenceslas project, and that's something the school district has also been waiting for, right?
Absolutely. We are so excited, and if you are a community member in Ripon, you know that that's a street that needs some love and attention, so we're happy that it's time to do that and looking forward to partnering with the city to, maximize those improvements as much as we can for the taxpayers.
So the school district is actually going to be assessed for a new sidewalk.
We will right? be, and that's okay. That's just a part of the process. We all know that mm-hmm. as property owners. And we're actually looking, the school district is looking to expand kind of their responsibility a little bit to mm-hmm. increase the quality and access of the sidewalks across a few private properties on the west side of the street.
So you're going to have sidewalk there, which you needed, mm-hmm. and it's going to become a two-way street.
It is. Yeah. And we were excited to hear that, too. When we were first working as a school district with our engineers and architects, that was something that was talked about because we knew in choosing that as our kind of the city central as our place for our middle school, high school, that parking would be an issue. We knew green space was limited as opposed to a site, at the edge of town. And having all of our parking be accessible for events, whether they're events at the high school and Ingalls Field parking is the overflow, or it's an Ingalls Field event and we need the high school's overflow. We wanted that movement. And so we're really excited that will be able to happen.
You are going to lose a little bit of parking, though, right?
We are. And for those who kind of have their historical spot where they park on on the east side, but there will be beautiful sidewalks and a really nice parkway feel so that wherever they choose to feel as they walk to the stadium, there'll be some really nice, safe sidewalks that they'll be able to walk past.
All right. So some lighting and some trees are going to be added?
That is one of our visions in those boulevards that were – or verges or aprons or strips of grass, whatever you want to call those, along the outer edge of the sidewalk. I think the street's a little – going to be a little more narrow so that there can be a little more grass there, because right now there are spots where that sidewalk is right up along the curb. And our number one goal is to make sure it's safe when it's finished and really a clear path for our pedestrians to walk.
It would be nice to have a little canopy in there, in there, you know, but... All right, where do you want to move next?
Yeah, you know, this is a really busy time of year for the school district, and we have wonderful events coming up. So if anyone's looking especially for musical events, Monday and Tuesday next week and the following week, we'll have our band and choir concerts for middle school and high school. Those are at 7 o'clock, so those are really nice events. And then there are award ceremonies, and we move right into graduation on May 25th, and we have a we could have as many as 115 students graduating that day. So we're really excited about that. That's always a wonderful end to the school year.
Are you keeping the caravan in play? Or?
The caravan has stayed since our 2020 school year. You know, sometimes it takes something like that to help us add a new feature. And that is something that, that we've added that families have really enjoyed. And I have to tell you, when you see the community members coming out to celebrate our students, and, you know, you have to remember some of our students, they may be the first person in their family to graduate or at least first or second generation. And that's really, really exciting for them to do that. Many have finished youth apprenticeships where they've actually been out in the workforce working with some of our leaders in our community and learning a trade. Many of them may actually be continuing in some of those roles right here in Ripon, so we're excited about celebrating all of the accomplishments of our students and some going on to college. We have typically over 50% of our graduating seniors who have already earned some college credits, so they kind of have one foot into that world and feel a little more confident as they leave us and transition, whether it's to college or employment or military or an apprenticeship. We're excited for all those graduates.
It seems like you have a lot of colleges that are doing the dual credit type programs now, where kids can earn college credits while they're still in high school. So, but in any event, something else I wanted to ask you about was the Crossroads School.
Yes.
Your alternative school. You're actually moving the physical location.
We are.
To a physical, from one to another location, right?
Absolutely. We've been able to rent space at the First Congregational Church, which is right up on the hill by Ripon College, and have had wonderful partnership with the church community there as we've rented. It's been a great place to be, but also it's been close in proximity for the college, and we've had some of the students who are in psychology programs and things come over and mentor our students. But so many of our students who are at Crossroads, it's a credit a program for students who are credit deficient to just kind of catch up on credits, and they do such a wonderful job as they are out volunteering and holding down a job and catching up on credits that that there are some that actually end up graduating early, which is really, really impressive. But we want to bring that back onto the high school campus because so often those students do want to take an actual physical class at the high school as well. So that will just make it so much easier as they just walk down the hallway to do that.
So you actually have some students in that program that are from outside of the district?
Not in Crossroads. And everyone in Crossroads is a student within our district. And they'll be able to move from the Crossroads location kind of downtown right onto the high school campus.
So when does summer school start?
Summer school starts a week after school is out. There's always a little bit of a break in there. And then our students come back and teachers come back so that they're able to do some enrichment and remediation as they're working through those the first month and a half of summer.
Is that still growing? The participation?
It is a kind of ebbs and flows, sort of stays in the same kind of the same realm, and then we're able to use the revenue from the summer school program that, that flows into our regular Fund 10. So it's really an important funding source for the district, but also helps with that summer lag with students that they're able to still engage in some of those programs. At the high school level, we have students who are maybe taking a class to free up some space in their schedule because there are other classes they want to take, or maybe they're a student who's in band and choir, and so that schedule really fills up quickly. And other students may need to take a class and catch up on some credit, so it's some great opportunities. And I think probably one of our largest programs in the summer is our in-class driver's ed program to get kids through that so that they're safe. And, of course, then we offer swimming lessons too, so... It's a busy place in the summer.
Well, that's a big one, getting your first driver's license, you know.
Absolutely. So. That's a rite of passage. And we want safe drivers.
No doubt. Mary, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
It's wonderful to be with you.
That is Dr. Mary Wittrich, who is the superintendent of the Ripon Area School District. We appreciate her joining us this morning. We appreciate you joining us as well.